the rest of the story. Movie mogul Daryl Zanuck had heard it all. The Hollywood stars who passed through the portals of 20th Century Fox at one time or another had stood before the executive producer, served up every imaginable excuse, told every ingenious tale, confided every conceivable secret. But this was a new one. Daryl Zanuck was convinced that he had heard it all until handsome George walked into his office and related the rest of the story. Women adored George. And what was not to adore? Even as a young man struggling for acceptance in his profession, he dressed elegantly in three-piece suits, detachable collars, pearl-gray spats. But he was more than just dapper in those days. He seemed destined for success. And George succeeded. Staffers at Fox Studios were charmed by him, his good looks, his affability, his sense of humor. But he had nothing to laugh about as he approached Daryl Zanuck's office that day. So pensive and quiet was he that the producer was slightly startled to glance up and see the trim, broad-shouldered figure filling his doorway. "I have a problem," said George solemnly. Zanuck invited him to come in and sit down. The familiar spring was gone from George's step. He had always relied on Zanuck for advice, professional and personal, but the great filmmaker had never seen George so concerned, so preoccupied. He said, "I got a letter the other day." His voice was trembling. The letter was from a woman, and she had, well, she had propositioned him. And worse, she wanted him to father her child. Well, Zanuck grimaced. Did George know the woman? Nope, total stranger. But there was more. This was not the only such letter, nor the only such woman. George stuck a hand in a jacket pocket and withdrew an ominous-looking bundle of envelopes with canceled stamps and paper dense with feminine handwriting. All of these women, George declared, were suggesting the same thing in varying degrees of forthrightness, but the same thing nevertheless. They all wanted George's baby. Daryl Zanuck tried his best to suppress a grin, but he could not. But this wasn't funny, George insisted. His wife had found out about the letters, and she was growing upset. So the producer attempted to explain what he had thought was obvious, that this sort of attention was unavoidable under the circumstances. Sometimes moviegoers start believing that what they see up there on the screen is not only real, but accessible. And thus was George getting caught up in other people's dreams. The explanation was logical. And yet straight-faced George would never be comfortable with the notion that strangers were seeking him out to sire their children. For George was no movie star. He was not even in show business. He was the manager of a small bank in Santa Monica, California. Nonetheless, he created, however indirectly, he created a revolution in the motion picture industry and a profound desire among American families and among a surprising number of single women for a daughter just like his. For you see, George was George Francis Temple, father of a little girl named Shirley Temple. And now you know the rest of this.